You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The statistics are quite shocking as we reflect on World Food Day today. One of the stats suggests that one in four children's growth is stunned by the fact that they have food insecurity, and that is certainly something to be worried about. I'm joined on the line by the Chief Sustainability Officer at the ShopRite Group, that is Sanjeev Raghubir, to take a look at the latest initiative from the ShopRite Group around putting together a food index and a food security index and what we make of that. Good evening, Sanjeev. Thanks so much for taking the time. Tell us about this latest index and why ShopRite felt it necessary as the largest retailer in the country and on the continent to put this together.
Yeah, good evening, Jimmy. So the ShopRite Group commissioned the South African Food Security Index to get a better understanding of our levels of food security in the country. And as you indicated, we felt it was quite important as the largest food retailer in the country and certainly on the continent to get a deeper understanding for what the drivers of food security are. So we commissioned the University of Stellenbosch to complete this food security index. And what was different about this index this year was that it looks at the different dimensions of food security, being availability, access, utilization, and stability. So it brought together a whole lot of data and insights that we could look at to understand where the different focus areas should be to address food insecurity in South Africa.
Now, Sanjeev, we've come off of the worst levels of food insecurity in South Africa that we've seen, and I think we kind of peaked just around the pandemic, just perhaps before the pandemic, but we're not out of the woods yet, and food insecurity is still a serious concern, or food security rather is still a serious concern in the current day that we live in.
Indeed, Jimmy. It was quite surprising that if you look at the last 4 or 5 years from 2019, where the index scored at around 64.9, down to 2023, where the index scored 45.3. And you can see the downward trajectory towards zero, which implies a severe level of food insecurity. And one of the outcomes of that, as you indicated, is the levels of children stunting, of growth stunting among children, where it revealed, and we can see, that one in four children is actually growth stunted. And the implications of that are quite dire for the country, because it means our future generations, their growth and their ability to be economically active is diminished.
Sanjeev, you mentioned the four dimensions that the report covers, or the index covers. And I want to look at, obviously, the access element of it, because that's such a crucial aspect of it. I mean, we can look at all the other dimensions in greater detail at another time, but access is so important because in some cases, it's a household that has more than one child in it. Sometimes it's multiple households that don't have access to food. And that becomes almost critical to the rest of the index and the other dimensions. If they can't access the food, we can't even look at things like how they utilize it.
Absolutely. And it's an important dimension because it also reflects on affordability. So whether households have the ability to afford not just the quantities of food, but the right types of food in terms of the diversity of food, so that it can address issues around hunger, but also around growth. And what was quite surprising is the survey revealed the differences between male-headed and female-headed households. So we saw that in male-headed households, it had a higher level of food security, whereas in female-headed headed households, the levels of food insecurity were higher. And this really relates to, in many cases, the levels of unemployment amongst female-headed households compared to male-headed households. So quite surprising findings in that sense.
Sanjeev, where do we go to from here? Because obviously this is something that needs to be addressed. It's of critical importance that it's addressed. And ShopRite is in a unique position where you're able to influence how we tackle this, given your position within the economy and within the global landscape.
Yeah, that's right. So I think what we're calling for is really the prioritization of nutritional interventions for children, particularly in the first 1,000 years first 1,000 days so that they can have sufficient food, nutrition at the right quantities and the right types to support their development. We also related the importance of zero-rated VAT on certain key food items, particularly those food items that are used by low-income households, food items that are important from a protein source perspective, items like canned fish, eggs, liver, chicken liver, etc. And the importance of supporting communities, rural communities, with food gardening, so ensuring that they have the capacity to grow their own food. So through this, the ShopRite group has implemented a number of programs, including supporting communities with community food gardens. The group supports more than 250 of these gardens, providing the right level of mentorship and training so that communities can grow their own food and have this level of diversity. But also importantly is having this footprint of stores, ShopRite, USave, Checkers, even OK franchise stores across the country, so that there is access to food at the right levels and at the right pricing as well.
It's World Food Day, and food security has never been more important than it is now. I think we'll leave the conversation there. Sanjeev, thanks so much for the time and for the insights and for putting the report together. We hope to see that this report yields some positivity and we can address the issue. That's Sanjeev Raghubir, who is the Chief Sustainability Officer at the ShopRite Group, on their inaugural Food Security Index report that they've put up online.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.